The Green Room with Johnstown Garden Centre, home of expert garden advice. JohnstownGardenCentre.ie.
You're very welcome back into Wednesday or Thursday morning's 11 to 2 show. Even as always, we're answering all your gardening questions now with thanks to Johnstown Garden Centre. And if there's anything you'd like to ask this morning, do get in touch on text or WhatsApp. Our number is 0833 97 97 97. And I'm joined this week by Jim Clark of Johnstown Garden Centre. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Ben. Good to hear from you again.
I'd imagine this is a busy time of year out in Johnstown Garden Centre, with people kind of being on holidays and having a bit more time. A lot of people kind of put a good bit of time into their garden, don't they?
Yeah, this is the time gardens look their best, generally speaking. Like, so much, everything is in growth and colour, and the time to enjoy the garden as well. What the work you've done earlier in the season, just sit back and enjoy it a little bit more. And a lot of the work is done, but there's little jobs that you can keep doing, all right. Like, watering would be very important now, especially with the heat coming at the weekend, and feeding plants very regularly. Anything particularly in pots now, you want to be feeding them every week with something like a good tomato food, a liquid, just add it to the water and water it on them.
Yeah, I suppose that's a big thing to keep on top of at this time of the year. As you say, that a lot of the work is done. You've kind of spent the spring getting your garden ready. You can enjoy it in the summer. But you do have to keep on top of watering in the dry weather, don't you?
Yeah. And deadheading is another thing as well. As things flower and you know, one flower goes off, if you can keep removing the dead flowers, you'll get much more flowers. You'll keep the plants looking better. So every day, even just 5 minutes walking around, snip off anything that's finished flowering. It'll encourage much more flowers to come. If things settle in and start producing seeds, they'll stop flowering straight away. So constantly, it's not a big job, but 5 minutes every day, just snip around, snip away anything that's going off, and that'll keep plenty more flowers coming the whole time.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we've plenty of questions coming in. We'll get to the first one, which says, I saved my broadleaf begonias from last year. They all grew great, producing lovely big leaves, but no flowers like last year. What did I do wrong, and what can I do to get them to flower?
You did nothing wrong, I'd say, but it's a late season because it was so cold, particularly during May. They were very slow to get growing. So now this should be up with plenty of leaves. That's just perfectly right. And the flowers will come now in the next week or two. Like, you probably down within the leaves, you'll start to see the little buds forming. Just a bit of tomato food as well for those. Tomato food encourages everything to flower. So give them a little bit of that once a week from now on. And it's just a question of time. This year is very late.
Okay, Anne has been in touch as well. She wants to know if she can cut back all the leaves on her Helleborus now.
Oh, no. No, they need to be left there. What you cut away is the old flower heads and seed heads, but leave the foliage there. If you take all the leaves off now, they won't grow any more before the winter, and they'll be very weak by the winter time. So they need those green leaves on them throughout the summer to be able to make good flowers for the winter time. So only remove the seed heads or the dead flowers from them at the moment.
Okay, another caller then has a peony rose. It's about to flower, but something seems to be eating the bud. It's about 2 inches wide, but has a lot of damage, and wonders if you could offer any help or suggestions.
Sometimes that's snails. It could be earwigs, but it's a bit unlikely with a closed peony bud. I would think more likely snails. Some organic slug pellets around the plant will fix that fairly quickly, or just hunt around, see if you can find them. It's probably a big fella if he's able to tackle a big peony rose bud.
Okay, Nora's been in touch as well. She wants to know if her hydrangea's doing well. She said it had lovely purple flower when she bought it. However, it's now more green, and she said she sees new leaves coming underneath. She wants to know, does she need to do anything with this?
No. The original flower buds that were on it when she bought it were formed last year, and they overwinter on the plants and they flower in the early summer. Now there's new shoots growing that will produce buds for flowering next year. So just allow them to grow, as long as they're in proportion to the plant. If a shoot comes up really big, much bigger than the rest of the plant, she could nip it back a little bit. But the first flowers will fade over time as the flower gets older. Two things you can do. You can either cut the flower and dry it inside, just set it in a bowl or anything with no water, just let it dry out. It'll hold its colour very well. Or just leave it on the plant, and you know, it's still probably, as the colour gradually changes, it'll hold colour there till probably September, October. But it'll gradually change colour as the season progresses.
Okay, don't forget you can keep your gardening questions for Jim coming to us on text or WhatsApp. Our number's 0833 97 97 97. Joe has a large area of lawn that the moss has totally taken over. He wants to know, is it too late to treat it and reseed to have a nice lawn for the rest of the summer?
No, there's plenty of time actually. It's a good time to do it because exactly it'll have time to recover before the winter. The best way to control the moss now is it's an enzyme product, if you like. It's called Mobacter, and it uses living bacteria in this product that eat the moss, physically eat the moss. So it gradually disappears in the lawn without the lawn turning black or anything like that. They'll just physically eat the moss, and then. It's quite a gradual process, so just if you find then that maybe in a few weeks' time, if you find that you have bare patches, perfect time to put on some more grass seed on the area, and that'll have taken and it'll be nice full green lawn then before the winter.
Okay, brilliant. Mary's been in touch then, and she says she has white fly on her plum tree. She said it was bending over with plums last year, but this year only a handful. She says she sprayed it with fruit and flower, but the white fly are still there. So she's wondering what would be the best way to deal with this?
The best way is actually just to get a snips or a scissors or a pruners and just trim off the tips of all the shoots. That will get rid of the fly, and it'll also... contain the growth of the plum, because the plums can grow at a very fast rate during the summer months, especially when we have rain like we've had recently. And the green fly or white fly will only be in the tips of the shoots. So if you just snip them back 2 or 3 inches, that'll remove the problem and the tree will be better for it as well.
Okay, brilliant. So Marie in Rathcoole has been in touch. I hope I'm going to pronounce this one right. She wants to know when the best time to cut back a saracocha is.
Right now. The saracocha, it's a lovely winter flowering shrub. It's a very tiny flower, but a very strong, powerful perfume. And it scents the whole area of the garden in the middle of the winter, January, February, March time. It's a lovely plant to have near your door for you're going in and out during the winter. You don't have to travel far, but to get the scent from it. It's often grown as a little hedge or a little shrub. You can train it into little ball shapes or pyramid shapes. Looks very like the Buxus plant. It's very common, but it has these little flowers. And if you trim it now, it'll hold its shape then for the rest of the season, and there's plenty of time still for the flower buds to form for the winter.
Okay, then we have another caller asking, she says, I have a lot of daffodil bulbs that I need to move. The leaves have died off, and she wants to know, is it okay to move them now and replant them straight away?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, you're right to leave the leaves to die down naturally, and now you just lift the clumps and you can divide them up if you like and replant them anywhere you like. And it's absolutely fine. The actual daffodil bulb time will be available from about the second half of August, so we're almost there at bulb planting time for next year. So you can do that now when you have them in your garden, absolutely fine.
Okay, and then the next one, Mary has been in touch and she has a camellia to move from a pot, and she wants to know when's the best time to do this.
Well, to take it out of the pot, you can do that now because it'll be fully rooted in the pot. You can either put it into a bigger pot, or if you're planting it in the garden, it will need a lime-free soil to grow in, like it's called ericaceous soil. So most of the ground around is limey, so that it'll need a bit of preparation. You can put it in a raised bed, or if you're planting it into the soil itself, possibly dig quite a big hole, about 3 feet in diameter, only a foot deep, and line the hole with plastic and then put in plenty of ericaceous compost into it and plant your camellia into that then. If there's lime present in your garden soil, the leaves on the camellia will turn yellow and it'll be quite poorly and sickly. They're really best kept in pots, to be honest.
Okay, another texture says, digging up our lawn to put a septic tank, to put in septic tank drainage. How long should I leave the soil to settle before good topsoil levelling, and do I need to spray before reseeding?
Settling will normally happen fairly quickly. It's just after being disturbed and that for the soil to settle down. Probably 2 to 3 weeks should be enough for any settlement to happen. You don't really have to spray it before reseeding, except unless there's lots of fresh weed growth there by the time you come to seed it. If you can seed it within a few weeks, there won't be much weed growth there. The weed killer will only work when there's weeds there, so if you can get new seed on before a lot of weed growth comes. Weeds will grow even if you spray it and sow your grass seed. Weeds will grow because the soil has been disturbed. But a few cuts of the lawnmower will deal with those sufficiently then later on. There's no weed killer you can use that will stop all weeds coming up through the new lawn. So 2-3 weeks settlement, then rake it out. That'll be August then, which is absolutely perfect time for sowing grass. Unless the weather is very, very hot and dry, leave it then maybe a couple of weeks. You can keep scuffling the weeds if you see weeds coming through here and there. September is an absolutely perfect time for sowing the grass.
Okay, and one more today. Pat is planting an apple tree and he's wondering, could you recommend a small tree that is a sweet eater?
James Grieve would be a very good one. You will need to have two trees. It's one thing with apple trees, you need a pollinator for it, unless your neighbour has an apple tree in their garden, that would work as well. But James Grieve matures in August, around the second half of August. Very sweet, juicy apples. One of the best, and easy to grow.
Okay, that's great. Listen, Jim, thanks as always for coming on and answering our questions this morning. And listen, have a great week. Take care.
You too, Ben. Thanks a million. All the best.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye now. And we'll be answering all your gardening questions in the Green Room again next Thursday morning.
The Green Room with Johnstown Garden Centre, home of expert garden advice. JohnstownGardenCentre.ie